0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost. Thank you, Jesus. I'm found. Was blind, but now I, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Thank you, Jesus. So many dangers, so many toils and snares, I've already come. Thank you, Lord. Not my grace. And that same grace is gonna lead me and guide me. Just be seated. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise Him because you're not displaced. Praise Him because your loved ones are doing well. Praise Him because you got a roof over your head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on and praise Him. Even when nobody else is listening. Praise Him. Yes. Father, we thank You right now for Your grace and mercy. Lord, I thank You for being able to praise Him right now, for being able to praise Your name, Lord. Lord, I'm asking right now that You bless This is the Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. And as your word comes forth, let it come forth with the fury and the justification that it should. Make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to somebody to draw them nearer and not drive them farther away. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Give honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus. Reverend Rodney Lennox, I think, is probably on a preaching engagement. We all know that he's helping out another congregation. To Minister Cindy Humphrey, who's here with us. To all of you all, so glad to see you all today. Such a beautiful day. Fishing weather. You get a line and I get a pole. Amen. Usually that's all I get, a line and a pole. I don't bring back no fish. I come back with the same line and the same pole. I do go to Albus's. They're always biting. I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine that's here, a modest guy, good man, Lieutenant Winston Bell. I got on my long distance glasses. I guess he thought I wasn't going to see him sitting way in the back. Lieutenant Bell, I love you, brother. I've told you all this before, but me and Winston went on the only high-speed chase I ever got to go on my whole career. Usually you don't get to run lights and sirens. I think that's Code 3, wasn't it? But they called us one time and said, Code 3 to Cotilla Lake. Man, I said, Winston, did you hear that? He said, yeah. He said, they say Code 3. I said, I mean, we can open up everything. Lights, sirens, holler out the window, everything. He said, yeah, man. He said, let's roll. So we ran Code 3 all the way out to Cotilla Lake. Brother trying to shoot his wife. Had a bullet hole in the windshield talking about, I ain't did no shooting. I said, man, where that bullet hole come from? Winston said, give me every gun you got in your house right now. Amen. Code 3, that's the only one I ever ran. Man, I was excited. Amen, but that was enough, you're right. Amen, usually when it's Code 3, something serious going on. Isn't that right, Carlos? Amen, amen. You know, a lot of times in this life, we hear a lot of disturbing stuff, a lot of static on the line, amen? Sometimes you can't focus because it's just like them old FM radios back in the day. You try to hear Marvin Gaye, but it's a lot of static. You got to keep tuning till you can hear Let's Get It On. Can I get a witness? Amen. But it's just a lot of extra noise. Amen. Amen. Go with me to the book of Job for a little while. Job 40th chapter. 40th chapter of the book of Job. See, sometimes noise is good. You know, when a police car or a fire truck, you know, you want to hear them because you want to get out of them brothers' way. Or a train, that noise is good. I hate to cross a crossing and see a train sitting there quiet and not saying nothing. You know, letting me know you there. Amen. 40th chapter of the book of Job. And I'm going to read a few verses and then we'll turn this thing loose. Amen. Job 40. Y'all know Job. It's spelled just like J-O-B, job. Amen. I always thought that was neat. If you're ready, say amen. Amen. This is how it reads. It says, moreover, and I'm starting 40 and 1. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. This is what we want to talk about today. Our subject is, can you hear God through the noise? Can you hear God through the noise? Amen. When I was running with my partners, the other kind of running, there was always somebody that wanted to ride and didn't have a quarter. They want to ride with you. They want to hang out with you. And if you're drinking, they want to drink with you. And all they have is a lot of noise. Man, we're going to go do this. We're going to do that. You know, don't have anything. That's just a lot of noise. Amen. Sometimes in our lives, we get people that just want to give us a lot of noise. No good intentions, nothing of instruction or value, just a bunch of noise. Sometimes you just want to say, man, I don't want to hear that noise anymore. Can you hear God through the noise? Nowadays, there are a lot of things that can help us to hear God, but there's a lot of things that keep us from hearing God if we let them. See, in the time of Job, there was a lot of confusing noise around him. The noise of dissension, folk not getting along, the noise of greed, the noise of apathy, the noise of hatred. But noise doesn't have to be a loud sound all the time. It often is a loud sound, but noise, Webster Dictionary says the definition of noise is any sound that is undesired or interferes with your hearing. Huh? It can be an unwanted disturbance, like static. Amen? So if something hinders you from receiving proper instruction or direction, then that's just pure noise. Amen? Amen. When Job was in turmoil, he had so much noise around him till he couldn't properly hear God. And eventually made some rash judgments. Well, I think this has happened to me because of this or that. You know, you see, pain and trouble can often be noise. And it can make it hard for you to hear God through pain and trouble. Amen. If you don't believe me, try to pray when you're in pain. You got to concentrate a little bit. You got to make a little bit of extra effort. Pain can take you away from the Lord if you let it. It's a lot of noise. Job had lost everything he had. But God is still God. He's still God over in Houston. He's God in the Caribbean. He's God in Miami. But our scriptures tell of Job's hearing from God. In Job 1 through 5, it's a little story. God tells Job that Job should listen to him, not the other way around. See, Job was talking noise. You know, finally God said, now look, I'm God, you Job, okay? You know, you need to be listening at me. But finally Job realizes his error, and he calls himself vile. You know, God, I'm wrong. And he says he will lay his hand on his mouth. In other words, I won't say another word. He'll let God do the talking. Sometimes we need to let God do the talking. Yes. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm listening for God, I have to be real quiet. Get off somewhere to myself. Sometimes it looks like I'm disassociating myself with my family, but I need to stop talking. Amen. So I can hear God talk. Yes. Once you pray, you don't have to do all the talking anymore. Get off somewhere in your secret closet and let God deal with you. Get away from the noise. Get away from the interference. Get away from the static on the line. Finally, after 1 through 5, Job says in 6, Bible says this, then answered the Lord unto Job out of a whirlwind. Out of a whirlwind. You know, sometimes when the wind is blowing in your life, might make it a little bit hard to be able to hear God. Amen. But Job heard God out of a whirlwind. So whatever's happening in your life, I don't care what it is, you can hear God. He's still talking to you. And even if the winds of dissension are blowing in your life, can you hear God through the noise? He's still talking. God speaks to Job out of a tornadic formation to get his attention. You see, sometimes when God's talking, amen, he'll talk through a whirlwind. Because sometimes under normal situations, we don't want to hear anything. So sometimes God himself have to kick up a little noise. Can I get a witness? Got to put a little pain in your back. Make your feet hurt a little bit. Make your pocketbook run out. Then you be like, okay, God, that must be you talking. I'm ready to listen. Can you hear God through all the noise? 6 says, then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, listen to this, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. God is telling Job it's time to put on your big boy pants now. Gird up your loins. Look, you want to be bad? You know what's happening? You want to be God? Huh? Put on your big boy pants. Can you do the things I do? Can you form creation? Can you hold the world in the hollow of your hand? Gird up your loins like a man. Will thou also disannul my judgment? Will thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? You see, by ourselves, we're nothing. We're nothing. Just like filthy rags. I know you hear that from preachers all the time. But let me tell you something. We are nothing. I'm nothing. Once you realize you're nothing, that's when you can receive the salvation. But as long as you think you're something on a stick, as long as you think you're all that, long as you think you're better than the next person because you drive a little bit better car, live in a little bit better house, dress a little bit better, tall and handsome, other fellas short and stocky, it does not matter. When you finally realize you're nothing, then you can hear God through the noise. You see, a mirror can make a lot of noise sometimes. Amen. As long as you stay in the mirror, think everything is about you. They got a habit now on social media. They got a habit now. Everybody that's got a mirror in their house, amen, they use the mirror to take a selfie. Amen. It used to be so you'd have to ask somebody else, take this picture for me. Don't have to do that no more. Amen. The stores can't keep mirrors. Amen. Because everybody buying them full-length mirrors so they can stand in it and go. It's a lot of noise. Can you hear God through that noise? Has thou an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like him? If you can, deck yourself with majesty and excellence. Put on those power robes, huh? Array yourself with beauty. But who can measure with God? Amen. I know I can't. Amen. As much as we try, we just can't measure up with God. You see, Job's thinking was skewed a little bit because of all the noise. Job was a righteous man who laid it all on the line for the Lord. Amen. But he tried to reason away his troubles. As soon as things got a little bad, he tried to reason away why he lost his family, why he lost his home, why he lost all his sheep and cattle. And he tried to put a formula to that. But God says, you can't decide why I did that. Amen. It's not in your power to decide what's going on. Sometimes we just don't know what's happening. and we think we know what's going on, and something totally different is going on. Amen. Sometimes we can get in our own way. Can you hear God through the noise? Sometimes the noise is your own self. Hey, can I get a witness? But finally he heard God through all of that mess. Finally he understood what was going on in his life. And finally he realized that as much as God took away from him, God was going to reward him even more. You see, sometimes we get a little down and we think that all we got, all we are, is tied to our bank account, tied to our house, tied to the car we drive. But God can decide to take all of that stuff away from you. Can you hear God through the noise? When you heard him when your Cadillac, can you hear him through your Chevrolet? If you heard him with your Gucci shoes on, can you hear him with them Payless specials? Can I get a witness? You see, he speaks to all of us. He speaks to us through nature. Romans 1 and 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. He speaks to us through other people, through the prophets, through the preachers, through the choir with songs of praise. He even speaks through his word. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God himself and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. You see, Job had to hear God in order to get his life right. Can I get a witness? Moses had to hear God in order to lead God's people. Can I get a witness? Joseph in the Old Testament was a dreamer, and he heard God through his dreams. Can I get a witness? But I know that God is talking to somebody right here and right now. Can you hear God through all of the noise? Can you hear God through all of the noise? Can you hear God through all of the noise? We got a lot of confusion going on. You see, he's telling the preacher right now to stand on the wall. He's telling the civic leaders right now to be fair to all people. Can I get a witness? He's telling the judges that even though you got a courtroom, I'm the final judge. Can I get a witness? He's telling every child of God, you ought to be a witness in Judea, in Samaria, and all the corners of the world. Can you hear? Can you hear God? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Through all of the noise, can you hear me now? He said, come on. I'm God. Come on. A lot of noise going on around here. A lot of noise, amen, downtown. A lot of noise in your neighborhood. A lot of noise from Baton Rouge. A lot of noise over in Washington, D.C. And that's some foolishness. But you got to hear the Lord through all of the noise. You got to hear God through all of the pain, through all of the heartache. Can you hear me now? He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Isn't that right? You see, there was some noise going on when Jesus was baptized. The noise from the crowd saying, crucify him. Give us Barabbas, crucify him. That was a whole bunch of noise. Noise from Pilate when he had a chance to do the right thing. Said, I can't find no wrong this man has done. But nevertheless, we'll do what y'all say. That was a whole bunch of noise. Noise from the Roman soldiers that say, he can't get up. He won't get up. We got him dead, locked in a grave. But on the third day, early, one Sunday morning, Jesus took care of all that noise. He got up with all power
in heaven and earth in his hand. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Can you hear God on this side? Can you hear God right here? Can you hear God right here? Choir, can you hear God through all of the noise? Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of foolishness. If you're going to tell me anything, don't tell me no noise, because we got enough noise. You see, in 1972, the United States put out a Noise Control Act. It says if anybody in any neighborhood can see fit to call the EPA, and they'll measure with that little meter, if the noise is detrimental to your health, they'll make them quit. They'll make them get off that bulldozer, make them put that jackhammer down, make them get out of your neighborhood. But if the EPA can shut down the noise, how about God? Amen. If you concentrate, you can hear his voice. Amen. Through whatever's happening in your life, you can hear God through all of that mess if you want to. And if you're not sure it's him that's talking, ask him. Say, Lord, if it's you, show me your awesome power. Miss Francis, he'll show you on it. Amen. He'll show you who he is. Because there's things that God does the devil can't do. So if you think God is talking and you're really not sure, just say, Lord, show me. Show me who you are. Show me. Show me your awesome power. Show me in my life. In my family's life, in my church. Lot of noise. Lot of noise. CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all kind of noise. Can you hear him through the noise? You have to be able to hear God. Right now, if you need a hearing aid, I got one for you. I invite you to Jesus. Right now, why don't you stand? There might be somebody that's tired of the noise and wants to hear God. Say this choir, when he calls me, I will. Thank you, Jesus. When he calls me, I invite you to Jesus right now. By letter, Christian experience, maybe a candidate for baptism. Come on, when he calls me, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna try my best to answer him. And listen to this. I'm gonna be somewhere. We're gonna do the chorus right now. Listen to this. If I live right, come on, if I live right, I'll be able to hear the Lord. If I live right, thank you, Jesus. See, it doesn't matter where you are, you'll be able to hear. Thank you, Lord. If I live right, if I live right, I'm gonna be able to. Come on, somebody. I'm gonna be somewhere. Help me out, choir. Oh, I'll be. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be somewhere. It may be in a valley, on top of a hill, but I'll be somewhere, somewhere listening. Can you hear the Lord? Yeah. Oh, I'll be. Gonna be somewhere. I'm gonna be somewhere. The choir say, if I sing right, if I sing, Come on, somebody, this is your time. You tired of the noise? Huh? You need a hearing aid? Come on. If I sing right, if I get all the notes right, and I'm not